old, beat up old buildings, mostly wooden, like barracks. And the fence was, we guessed, maybe 10 or 12 feet high. So you knew immediately, you know, this was not a friendly place.
Yeah.
And we didn't know quite what to do about it. I radioed in right away, but, you know, because this was obviously a camp of some sort.
Yeah.
And then we just stayed right there. And finally, a couple of guys came out of one of the buildings. And we walked back and forth a mile each direction trying to find a gate that we might open. There just was nothing there. And the two of them, the two guys that came out, were just literally dressed in rags, just strips of clothing. I mean, there was just nothing left. And they looked like skeletons. Because, you know, they obviously hadn't been fed. But we knew immediately what we were looking at. And it turned out that this was the only death camp, German death camp, that the Allies were not aware of.
Oh.
Nobody knew it was there.
Oh, wow.
So that got interesting.
Yeah, oh.
We got a lot of attention.
Sure, oh, wow, yeah.
The next day or two, I don't know how long it was, but they finally cleared the main gate so that some of the people who were involved with the division, you know, could get in there and look around.
Yep.
And then they closed, they opened the gate up, and everybody went in. It was just, it was an experience for it.
I believe it, yeah.
The gas chambers.
Wow. Do you remember the name of the place?
Oh, Flossenbürg. Flossenbürg.
Flossenbürg
is the name of the city.
Okay.
That was also the name of the camp.
Okay.